Here's a poem which I wrote last April about a snowstorm which came in the latter part of the month when we thought that even in the Berkshires of Massachusetts we might be through with the winter. It was one of the bigger storms of the year. Very fine flakes to it, and a kind of a disorderly wind which made it seem as if there were as much snow falling up as there was falling down. This is about that storm, and also it touches on the general question of taking leave, going. A storm in April. Some winters, taking leave, deal us a last hard blow, salting the ground like Carthage before they will go. But the bright milling snow which throngs the air today, it is a way of leaving so as to stay. The light flakes do not weigh the willows down, but sift through the white catkins, loose as petal drift, or in an updraft lift and glitter at a height, dazzling as summer's leaf stir, chinked with light. This storm, if I am right, will not be wholly over till green fields here and there turn white with clover, and through chill air the puffs of milkweed hover. Those willows aren't the weeping kind, they're swamp willows. I didn't have room to say that, and you really can't spell everything out in a poem. I hope that in spite of all that chiming rhyme, I got myself into a pattern rather like Robert Frost's Stopping by Woods. In spite of all that rhyme, you could see the whiteness throughout.